Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Doug Thornton also here, host of the American Vindicta Show. And together we are the Intel Report. And we've got some really big things to talk about here. We got new stuff on China. And if you think this is being exaggerated by myself, Doug, other people in the alternative media, think again, people. This is very serious. And we're going to get into motivation a little bit here with this as well as the events, some of which we've both already documented. We're going to get into some social norms thing, the stalking of a U.S. Special Forces soldier's family by Chechen. Ooh, interesting. Russia. Anyway, we're going to look at some polling data. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to cover with you. First of all, let me just say this. The banks are taking bigger steps towards failure. There is no question about it. You can dodge this. You don't have to have your money swallowed up because the Dodd-Frank law says they're going to keep it. That's 2010, folks. That's the law. You can look it up. So what you do is you call Noble Gold and they can protect your retirement, put it under your control. They can protect your bank account, diversify. Call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Failure to do it will result one day in a 1929 moment. Don't let that happen. And Doug has a self-defense training class coming up. Doug, why don't you tell the audience about that real quick, and then we'll jump into our topics.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Real quick, Vindicta Solutions at VindictaSolutions.com. We have classes coming up at the end of June, end of July. We also have subsequent classes coming up after that. So make sure you're paying attention to our website, and you'll see which classes we've got going on. Currently, it's the Shoot, Move, Communicate course. That's our Shoot House CQB course. It's our bread and butter. And after that, we'll be having a family preparedness course. The location is to be determined.
Okay. Train, prep, and pray is what you always say, Doug. And certainly this Absolutely. Is the train part of it. But I know it has a strong Christian influence, too. This is not a vigilante group. This is a group just saying, hey, we just want to stay alive and help each other stay alive. And I think it's a great thing you're doing. We have reports, and I think where I'd like to put the bullseye and then work out from there to new topics. Paul Preston has people seeing Chinese soldiers going into Camp Pendleton. I'm getting reports from reliable sources of Chinese gathering at locations all out through San Diego. And of course, I have published the pictures of Chinese military in civilian clothes. They have the military mannerisms. They're being questioned by the Border Patrol. I published the videos. I published still photos. Folks, they're coming here at the rate Jamie Walden was telling me last week in our interview, 10,000 per month. 10,000 per month. And there are hidden weapons caches all around the country. Doug knows that all too well when he was with DHS. So this is a starting point, Doug. I have major concerns about China, but I think we should probably start with Taiwan.
Well, as you know, 3 days ago, Taiwan was surrounded by Chinese jets and also vessels because they have now enacted a new leadership there in the country. And, you know, every time something happens to Taiwan, China wants to show its anger and its use of force, and they surround this little island. And eventually Taipei is going to be completely confounded the day that a snap exercise drill from one of China's little angry outbursts ends up being an actual invasion and nobody's ready for it. If they did invade 3 days ago, Dave, we weren't ready for that. We're never ready for this. In fact, we've had many drills talking about how we would get, we'd be in a lot of problems. We would get a lot of people killed, both in Taiwan and also armed service members, if we did try to take over Taiwan after an invasion from China. It's not a pretty picture. And I'm kind of the mindset that, and this is just strategically, the moment China moves in on Taiwan, we've lost that island. We would have to bomb them out of it. We'd have to have an amphibious invasion. And the amount of loss of life for that is just, I don't know if it's worth it for Taiwan. I mean, well, besides the microprocessor chips.
I've had some discussions with military sources I trust, and I think, you know, they're pretty good. One of the things that they think is that China would pay an all too heavy price to invade Taiwan. It's not that they're not willing to throw away the lies, but throw away the lies they would. Taiwan is not an easy place to have an amphibious attack, mostly because of the depth of the ocean, the cross currents, the rocks, the ability to build enclaves. And it's really a lot like Iwo Jima defense for the Japanese, where they dug the tunnels and caves into the mountains. They were immune to bombardment. And then there's the urban fighting. And this is something that one of my top military advisors said to me. He said, Dave, the urban fighting would be horrific for China. And he said the only option they really would have at that point in time would be to use bioweapons. And he said that's not as bad as doing a nuke, but he said the world would really turn on China if they did that. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, you could look at what's going on with the operation with Russia and Ukraine or with Israel and Gaza to see what ground warfare looks like. And it's not pretty. It will have a high amount of death involved with it. There'll be a large casualty rate, both from the armed service members and also from the local populace. And I question myself, Dave, when I think about our intentions and with this current government, this administration. Joe Biden says that we would defend Taiwan, but I do not believe Joe Biden.
I don't believe that either. I don't believe
I
that either.
don't think we would de I don't think we would defend Taiwan. I think we would give Taiwan over and then we would sue for peace. That's what I think what would happen.
I think Biden would actually help China facilitate conquering Taiwan.
Well, what once again, suing for peace. No, I never said suing to remove.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't trust this administration. Could our boys do it? Absolutely we could. Without a doubt. If China went in there, it'd be a fight for China because they'd have to fight against any of the guerrilla forces or the Taiwanese forces. But then once we get in there, it's a whole new ground game. Because unlike the Chinese, we have well over 100 years or more of experience of this type of maritime fighting, amphibious fighting. And I'm not saying that China doesn't have the wartime experience, but currently they do not have what we have. And that's why American forces are shipped all around the world to train other nations on the latest combat techniques because we are the latest in it. We're the innovators of it. Currently, I would say that the two next innovators would be Israel and then Ukraine, Russia, because it's going on right now. The tactics have changed. The training has changed. The procedures have changed. The weapons have changed. My God, the technology has changed. So, it would be interesting to see the generals war game this in the Pentagon. I would love to see what our Navy thinks they could do. And I don't know if it'd be just a holding pattern and bombard it, but either way, it's not pretty. And either way, if we do end up going to defend Taiwan and we get into an engagement with China, it would not be the last engagement. China is crazy enough to continue these types of engagements at this rate. They're no different. They're a bigger North Korea to me. That's all they are.
Well, they have another element that they'd have to contend with, and that's an I don't think South Korea would enter into it because they got to worry about North Korea, but Japan has high-tech weapons, and
That's right.
they're formidable, and they have announced that they will defend Taiwan. And you also have the support mechanisms coming out of the Philippines. I don't know that the Philippines could mount much of an offensive, but they can be a pain in the rear to China. So China doesn't have an unobstructed path invasion. They would meet with some resistance. I'm even getting from my military people that the Philippines and Japan and Taiwan have been in discussions with Australia about the use of their navy. But they're so globalist oriented, Doug. I don't see Australia helping. But I still think that Taiwan is a tough nut to crack. I really do.
Well, and you can't leave out India India has an actual navy,
Yeah.
and India's a nuclear power. So, I would throw India in there because it seems like India wants a fight with China all the way around the corner. So, China would be, I don't know if you could say immediately outnumbered by people or by vessel, because I think China probably has more that it can use in its service with its own vessels, its own people. But outnumbered by alliances within the middle of that area, it would make me question, what could China do, Dave, that could strangle the transport, shipment, and supply of what goods to these countries that would make them back off? That's what I would be asking. What embargoes could they say, okay, if you're going to, stand against us, if you're not going to support us, or if you're going to be neutral, then we're just not shipping you all this stuff anymore. Like America, all your medicine. We
What
could
we
kind of
don't
screw.
know, I know what China holds of ours that we need, and you just said medical, that's one big one. I don't know the stranglehold they have over Japan, Australia, and the Philippines. I don't know the answer to that question. Do you?
I would say that the Philippines is supplied by anything that's by us. From there, the Pacific Islands are numerous, but they're small in stature. Australia, Canada, America, our alliance, along with Britain, that would be probably who would come to bear. That's the alliances who would come out to contest China. But once again, I just don't see it happening. I think China would move in at a rate that was so fast that there's literally nothing that anyone could do to stop it. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. I don't know.
The other thing that's taking it away from the invasion of Taiwan, I've always been of the opinion, and so have some of my sources, that the China would have to conduct multiple Pearl Harbor attacks, like on Diego Garcia in Guam and the Hawaiian Islands. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, you would have to. I mean, if they were going to push any further down the boundary of the Pacific Islands, you would have to start thinking about our launching points and our other bases within the area. And Hawaii and Guam and the Philippines are definitely marked for destruction. But at the same time, you got a hell of a fleet waiting for you there. And you also have the boomers off the coast. You also have troops that are in Africa that are always on a snap mission, 24 hours or less. They can be in the air and moving anywhere. So, China, once again, China would have a lot of problems just from the United States side. Now, the what if factor is, if we do get into this little tick, who would actually come and support us? Would
Nobody.
Australia support us?
No.
Would New Zealand support us?
Absolutely not.
Therein lies problems. Therein
No,
lies problems because if,
I believe we're on our own, Doug.
well, if Australia and New Zealand don't come and support us, the Pacific Islands, they do what they can, and then you have Ukraine, Russia kicking off with France and Britain now embroiled in that contest. They may not be able to come to our aid because they're dealing with Russia. So the axis would be divided yet again.
I think it would be foolish not to believe that Russia and China will coordinate.
Oh, they'll absolutely coordinate. They're already coordinating.
See, but I look for this, and I brought this up in a discussion I had with two Pentagon types and my source, and I said I would look for a red dawn to commence with fifth column activity inside the United States from people that crossed our border, whether they're Chinese or terrorists. As Taiwan was getting started to try to tie up our military here.
Well, that would have to be a heck of an uprising. Not to say that the FBI hasn't been warning of that for over a year now,
Yes.
but You know, that's what law enforcement is supposed to be able to contest and to combat. Now, posse comitatus can be waived by the president only, but it can be waived and they can be deployed here on state grounds.
Well, if we're being
But,
invaded, there's no choice.
well, there would be no choice, but they would always give it to law enforcement first because they're already boots on the ground and already armed. There is no military that can just grab their guns and go out and start fighting. I mean, you got to draw everyone together. You got to go out to the armory. You got to draw all the weapons. Then you got to go to a whole nother side of the base, get permission to get all the ammunition, distribute out ammunition. Then you got to get to the motor pool. You got to get all the vehicles. You got to get all those filled up, all those prepped, all the pre-combat checks, pre-combat inspections. Then you got to get a mission statement. Generals and all these other flag staff officers have to get together. They got to decide where we're going to start distributing assets. The first people who would be up and off the ground would be our rotary and fixed wing. It would not be any ground forces. So, and those would be most likely pairing up with law enforcement first until you could get ground forces up and going.
Doug, I'm not going to say anything specific for reasons that'll become apparent. I know for a fact there are commanders in locations that when the poop hits the fan, they ain't going to follow the protocols and they're not going to listen to Biden. And I, th this is something I was really getting information on September to November of last year. I believe this is true. I got to be careful because I'm not going to divulge an identity here. I have someone close to me who even has firsthand knowledge of this, someone I could talk to every day. I'm just telling you, there's a shift in some leadership in this country below the Joint Chiefs.
Are you saying that if we had a internal invasion spring up overnight, that Biden would issue stand down orders to armed forces?
That's the fear. And the thing that I've been told is the first priority is the protection of the base, particularly if you have nuclear bombers or nuclear weapons. The base would be protected first, irrespective of the orders that would come down. I mean, look at they could do some crazy crap like they do in our in Afghanistan, go into combat and you got to be shot at first. They're not going to follow that. They're not going to. I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact. They're not going to follow that. And also, too, I know some of the scramble drills that they'll run. How fast can they fuel the jet and get it off the ground? And you're right about the fixed wing. That's done in preparation for what we're talking about. I've
Well,
been
it's
told I've been told there's so many Chinese here, Doug, that there are going to be communities that'll be overwhelmed and not even know what hit them.
I mean, you almost have to expect it with the amount of people that have made an incursion across the southern border, or those who have already been here, those foreign exchange students. We'll talk about that here soon.
Sure.
But it's interesting enough that there was a tweet a few days ago from Defense News. And it says all men ages 18 to 26 would be automatically enrolled in the Selective Service system under a plan approved by a House committee Wednesday night. That's this Wednesday. Draft is coming.
Ain't doing it. America, stand down. Stand down.
Draft is coming. They're going to have an event like 9/11 again, which is what has been warned. It could be like 9/11. It could be worse. It could be multiple 9/11s. I think that part of this is to get conflict worldwide happening and then conflict inside the United States happening. And, you know, with all this going on, there's some other little shady things that are going on. Just a little piece of information for you. The Democrats have now pushed forward a bill that will prohibit, which means make illegal, for civilians to purchase, possess, or distribute level 3 body armor unless you are military or law enforcement only. So,
Again, civil disobedience.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to think about this. These politicians say they don't want you to own long guns. They don't want you to own semi-automatic weapons, to include your pistol. They don't want you to have a large capacity magazine, which is anything above 10 rounds, until they change that. At one point in time, they don't want you to have night vision, thermal, helmets. They don't want you to have body armor. They don't want you to have flamethrowers, 50 cals, anything else that the government has. They don't want the civilian populace to have. And then they came out and said, and we don't want you to be trained either. And now we have war with Russia. Now we have potential war coming with China. And our politicians are trying to hamstring us here in America. I wonder why. There's a reason why. I believe they're putting forth all this stuff that's being introduced into the House, even if it's not approved, it's being introduced into the House so that the day they get the right false flag fiasco, 9/11 attack, World War, whatever, the right man in the right spot at the right time with the right Congress, they could say all these bills that are in the House disarm America. And that would only go off the back of a revolution, which, everyone keeps saying, resist the tyranny. Well, depending on how bad it gets, I think that's what's coming. I really do. I think once again, and you and I have said this for years, and I've been talking to you about it for years, that World War III seems like it will go off the back of a violent conflict here in America. Even if it's not a true revolution, it would be some sort of a conflict on a localized level to a maybe a state level, an area big enough where you have multiple counties or jurisdictions that are being involved. And that would be the panic button for the Democrats and Republicans to hit and say, that's it, lock it all down. I think those days are coming.
I think you're right.
I hope I'm not.
I think you are. I think we're talking pre-election too. Do you agree with that?
I don't know. I don't know. It could go off the back of either, honestly. It could be Trump. It could be Biden. It could be Michelle Obama. It could be Hillary Clinton, Obama for a third term. It doesn't matter because our vote doesn't matter anymore. The politicians have won the game in Congress. Oh, nothing that we want done is being done. And what few politicians we have in there that are worth their salt, there's not enough of them to even be counted for the fight anymore. So we have lost the long game in Congress. I don't see us getting it back. I don't know who the heck is voting for all these people, because I sure ain't, and I know that most of our listeners aren't. And yet, at the same time, most of the people that are also in Congress, while we're talking about going to war with China, are double agents for China. They're lobbyists for China.
I know, you're right. This is why how Congress is owned.
Yeah, it's a big club. You ain't in it.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, George. I hear exactly what you're saying on this, Doug, and it's going to be bloody. If China does what it's been indicated to me they are capable of doing, which is going city to city on multiple fronts, with the help of their allies already in the country, in other words, terrorists. This could get really ugly. This could get very bloody. I see communities even forming self-defense perimeters, arming as best they could. I think it could get down to that level. And I don't know that that would do any good to stem the tide, but I can see it happening. And people just don't realize that we've been invaded, and this is the calm before the storm. The drills are over now, but what did you make of the Russian 10-day drill running through the 26th off the coast of California, live fire, and it interfered in air traffic?
Did we contest it?
Not really.
There's your answer. There's your answer.
Well, I
We
was
would never.
pissed. I called big time attention to it, but this administration, you know, business as usual.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if we did that off of the Russian coast, if we did that over there near China, it all hell would break loose. It would be quite the spectacle, and everybody would be so upset. But yet, the reason why I think they're doing it is because they're allowed to get away with it. Someone is saying, either one way or another, that we're not going to contest you when you do this. When I saw that they're going to be firing rockets off of our coast, I mean, it was in international waters, so it wasn't within the U.S. territory. But, I mean, let me say it to you like this. A sea-based launch of a nuclear missile out of a submarine, if it were to go to any place along the California coast, we would have about 6 minutes of warning. 6 minutes. If it was a live nuke. What does that mean? That means there's nothing we could do about it. And it would fly at such a low level that most of our satellites probably wouldn't pick it up in time. And any battery systems that we have also might not work either. I mean, that's coming out from the Department of Defense now, saying that we have about a 45% chance of stopping an intercontinental ballistic missile that's re-entering the atmosphere. The sea-based launch is even more deadly because it's a surprise attack. So,
yeah,
if that was real, we'd be missing a state.
I think that. Yeah, that's a good point. I think we're leaving one element out, though, the Space Force.
Well, from what I gather, and once again, I'm not a Space Force know-it-all over here. This is just from the simple information that I'm gathering. It hadn't changed. It hadn't changed. We have good electronic counter warfare, but that's not going to stop a sea-based nuke. It's not going to. I mean, we could barely stop an intercontinental ballistic nuke, even with like all of our other programs and kill satellites and Patriot systems and the Minutemen systems. When the Air Force says that we have a 45% chance of stopping one nuclear weapon using multiple rockets, if it's multiple nuclear weapons, we're really screwed. And the way the MIRV, the multiple reentry vehicle, the cone of an intercontinental ballistic missile, when it's launched, goes over the event horizon, and as it comes back down, it breaks apart, and then you have multiple phases of, you know, potentially multiple nuclear warheads falling. It's made like that. Sometimes it's also filled with all different types of debris, which would also mask its presence from any type of anti-missile that's flying at it. More or less, the way the program manager for the Air Force talked about it, said, it's like trying to shoot a bullet with a bullet, and right now we're just not doing it. We're 45% on a good day.
But I still 45%. Think the Space Force might be an unknown balancing factor.
Maybe. I mean, they may have something that, you know, is just completely spectacular and we just don't know about it yet. But, you know, as advanced as we are, because I do believe we are the most advanced nation in terms of defense, the offense right now, we are behind the power curve with hypersonic missiles. We're behind the power curve.
Again, I go back to, it may not be considered to be necessary by real military because of the Space Force.
What do you think Space Force could do?
If we don't know or believe that they have every weapon up there that we have here, I think we're being naive. We militarized space a long time ago. The Chinese killer satellites aren't effective. Neither are the Russians. So we own space. What kind of weapons? You're going to be limited on how much you can launch in terms of, projectiles like missiles. Do you remember the rods from God that Obama dropped on China? And that was Space Force. That was their doing. And they wanted something that wouldn't light up the sky, but they wanted to send a message for some kind of trade deal that wasn't working Obama's way. I think that honestly, what they have is probably high-powered lasers. And I think they have an inverse HAARP situation. So I think they can do just about anything up there that we can do here. The other thing
I
I'm,
do
I,
remember,
go ahead.
reading a paper years ago about the killer satellite capabilities of Russia and China, and it was pretty analog. I mean, it was about basic as it could be. That means it's about as bulletproof as it could be. Their goal would be just to take their other satellites and just smash them into ours. So that's one of their plans. I'm sure it's not their only plan, but we know that it is what have done it before. And they could do it again. One of the other problems also is submersible is cutting the electronic transfer lines in between America and Europe. So
I think
we
that's a
know that
given, and that'll
Russia's always there on the Atlantic with that sub.
yeah, you just took the words right out of my mouth. I totally agree with that. Europe's already capitulated anyway. Seriously. What they want to do is cut the legs out from NATO, but Europe can't mount a defense of any type. They're weakened, they're fragmented, and their leaders belong to the globalists. I'll give you a case in point. They're embracing all the World Economic Forum programs. They're embracing the World Health Organization programs. There's no, I'm not saying the people are lost. I'm saying the leadership is compromised in Europe. And I don't see them mounting a defense.
Well, when it comes to the size of the army, the Brits are, I think, probably the biggest over there in Europe. I may be wrong, but at least most activity, the Brits, France, and Poland, and the Scandinavian countries. But even so, I don't think at first they can match up to what Russia could do. Maybe through a war of attrition, they could eventually do something against Russia. But in terms of who has the most nukes, well, they're all lost because Russia owns that all day long. Russia could also turn off a lot of money, turn off a lot of power to those countries too. So, there's more favor for Russia to control that part of the hemisphere than for the United States to come over there and assist. Which is why I think, the NATO has to take control in their way of thinking. They have to take control of this area around Ukraine, the Black Sea, and all that, because if not, the moment you let Russia get a foothold and they decide to launch an offensive mission, it's going to be really hard to stop them.
Jade Helm makes a lot of sense to me now, and the people may say, what? Back in 2016, the last summer that Biden was in office, Jade Helm 16, I actually published the work order for this, Doug. They recruited actors to play the role of disaffected ex-American military they labeled as guerrilla chieftains. And, they had some pretty harsh interrogation drills of captured Americans that had deserted and were helping the people. This was all role play they did. I got this from people who were actually at the trainings. Jade Helm really rehearsed what's coming now. Jade Helm was a preparation, Jade Helm 16, not 15, but 16 was a preparation for Civil War. In fact, there was this. I don't know if you know about this or not. I published this and I published the video. and then the source of the video took it down. At Camp Grayling, which is a known FEMA camp, they had a war game. And you could see, and there was no words and there was no captions. There was just straight video that I was sent. And on one hand, you had American soldiers that had the American patch, the flag. You had them combating against other forces that had these black triangles with some kind of indistinguishable gold print. And I couldn't tell what it said, but it was a triangle on the shoulder. And in the video, the Americans were surrendering to these people with the black triangles. I believe that was a UN force. I believe this was practicing the Kigali principles, and American military were standing up. So there's two instances I'm aware of in Jade Helm 16 where we had preparation for the military breaking away from civilian control by the Biden administration and going off on their own. And then I know what I know about certain commanders in America. They know too. Doug, this is why they rehearsed it. They actually practiced in Bastrop, Texas, taking people out of their homes. They volunteered and doing enhanced interrogation techniques like waterboarding. They didn't waterboard the people, but it was part of the drill that they didn't carry out. They're ready for this. This was Obama. And I believe this was going to translate into Clinton, but Donald Trump happened. I think it's being translated into Biden right now. The other thing I'm getting too, Doug, and this is related, the Democrats have a crisis in leadership. There's a real consensus on the inside, and this is well known on Capitol Hill, that Biden ain't going to make it to the election. And so what they're talking about doing right now, and we talked about this last time we were on, you think Mike Obama is going to be the candidate. I think it's going to be Hillary. I don't think we really have a way of being sure, but we agree on one thing. Biden's going to appoint a vice president because Kamala's going to step down after all the Washington Post told her she should step down a couple of months ago for her incompetence. And whether it's Hillary or Michael Obama, that will be your next president. Because I don't think if we do have an election, I don't think Biden's going to make it to the election. Doctors are saying, Doug, openly, he's displaying characteristics of last stage dementia. This is why Trump wants to do drug testing on Biden before they debate.
Well, I've even heard that that debate may be canceled and it may go to a remote debate so that you'd have two candidates on a TV screen and not in front of each other either.
So they
Which then
can, yeah, when
it
Trump's speaking,
would
they're
make me wonder if
injecting
they
Biden
do
with
AI
something.
again.
Yeah, I hear you. You think an AI Biden? I agree with you that if you're saying that, that'd be
Well,
a reason. Yeah.
you remember the weird video of Biden a few months ago where he was talking, his eyes looked weird, his mouth wasn't moving correctly, his voice even didn't sound correct. And he sounded very coherent, which is unusual of Biden. So, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried a stunt like that either. But the America is so divided right now. You have I would dare say a majority of America that wants Donald Trump as president again. And you have the majority of the world that does not want Donald Trump as the president again. So what would all the world leaders be willing to do? Be willing to launch, be willing to take down in order to stop Trump from becoming president again. That's one thing that's on the table. The other part of what we were talking about is you already have so many people here inside the United States, not just Antifa, not just violent gangs or cartels or terrorists, but the actual fifth column military from Venezuela, from other countries, especially like China. There was recently a guy who got Border Patrol. He got out of the government about the same time I did. And he's currently making a documentary called Treason, I believe. And he was on Redacted, and he was talking about how the black neighborhoods in Chicago are being replaced right now by Venezuelans, and that the violent gang members he actually interviewed as well said that there's no way we're moving. These are our streets, and they're all armed. And they said, this is from their own community, from this area. They said that the first war here in America will happen in the black communities because they're not going anywhere. They're not going to be replaced. They're not going to be shoved out. So if that stance is true, then the one of the major bases of the Democratic Party is also lost. Which, you know, from there, who is in charge of them? Who is it that these other communities that typically vote Democrat would go for?
Was that question rhetorical or a real question?
Oh, both.
I would say this, Doug. UN, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, IMF, World Bank. That's what I would say. Who's in charge?
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to listen to him. I don't think. I mean, if this happened in rural Texas and we were being replaced by people, there'd be an uprising. And if it's going to happen with us, and it's going to also happen in the inner cities, well, once again, you have that unique spark for a violent conflict in America. All you got to do is just enact more of these ridiculous crimes, literally crimes, that the Democrat city elected officials are doing.
Interesting. There's some polling data out. You want to talk about that?
So this is on MSN and a few other places. A poll says that 47% of Americans think a civil war is likely. The problem right now is where will it happen and when would it happen? So I will throw this question at you. What do you think would be the biggest stepping off event to start a civil war in America?
The arrest of Donald Trump and the springboard events that would follow. You know, if these people want a draft this week, and line up the Selective Service to do it, the last thing they need are people in the streets. Putting Donald Trump in prison will do accomplish that. We'll be in martial law, Doug.
Yeah, I question how many sheriffs and how many counties, how many cities would actually go through with it. Maybe the mega cities, the metropolitan cities, maybe a few states. I don't think most states would allow that to happen. They would just disregard what the government's saying. At least that's the way it appears to be
That's Civil War.
on face value.
That's the
But
first phase of Civil War.
yeah. Yeah, but
Before,
it's
before.
hard to say that we can trust these people, though, to do the
No, I
right thing.
know. But one thing I want to point out, because you just hit it. Before Fort Sumter was attacked by the South and started the Civil War, the South had actually passed the Nullification Acts, which said anything you do in Congress, we don't give a crap about. We're not following what you're saying. And that's what we're talking about right here. I'm telling you, they do this draft thing. No, I'm telling everyone, stand down. Stand down. Don't send your people, don't send your young adult children to Ukraine to get slaughtered. Don't do it. And
Well, it
this is
wouldn't just be Ukraine.
I know, be the Middle East too.
Oh, it'd be America.
Well, eventually, yeah. Doug, hold tight. I got a technical here. I gotta pause for a second. Well, it looks like we have lost Doug, and we are going to conclude little later in a week, we'll do a supplemental to this and get into the polling data. But I think one of the things that we can say absolutely unequivocally that we're in a lot of trouble with the influx that we've allowed. I mentioned yesterday J.J. Carell and other people who I've interviewed before are now really taking a dramatic shift, and they're saying the federal government is your enemy. They are. They've facilitated this infiltration here that we're in so much trouble with. But Doug had some really interesting polling data. We're going to touch on that when we connect again. I'm telling you, people, we were talking about some pretty sensitive issues here, and we kind of smoothed it over a little bit. And I do that because I don't like interference in my shows. We are strongly monitored, and I think we went a little over the edge and we paid a price. So anyway, like I said, I'll get Doug back on and we'll finish that thought and we'll do a part two. I want to thank you for joining us. If you're on our audio network right now, we will be back with another segment, so stay tuned. Thanks again for joining us here on the Common Sense Show during this segment. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. But we need to make up 1 million minds at a time that we're freeing. So please share far and wide. We have largely still an ignorant country that isn't acting in their own self-defense because they don't know what's going on. So let's please share far and wide as much as we can. Thank you very much. Now, let's talk about who's sponsoring today's show. In the aftermath of the Canadian bank saying they're in trouble, and 6 weeks after Jerome Powell said, hey, banks are going to fail in this country, I don't want you to have a 1929 moment. Noble Gold can protect you. They can teach you how to diversify. They can protect your retirement. They can back it with gold. You control it. The government can't steal it from you because under Dodd-Frank, that's exactly what's going to happen because the banks own your money when you put it in. So keep operating capital and move it out. Now, the federal government, the FABTC, wants me to tell you there's no guarantees when you do anything. We understand that. And also, too, past performance can't be indicative of future expectations. Too bad they didn't do that with Sam Bankman-Fried. But nonetheless, we're happy to comply with that regulation. Now, here's something that you really need to know. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for about a year less than I've advertised. Advertised for over 7, been a customer for 6, and I keep going back to get what I need, a proportionate distribution of my assets. They're the best there is. They will not pressure you. So here's what you do. You call them 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Or you can find them at DaveHodgesGold.com. It's DaveHodgesGold.com. Well, the statistics are out on church attendance, and it's not good. And people seem to be. I can't say that they're losing the faith in big numbers, but they're not practicing the faith in mass. And there's a lot of power in collective prayer. And I'm looking at why is this true? Why is this true? Well, one of the reasons it's true is 501c3. You know, I belong to a church that does that, but I don't see them getting in the way. They have big donors behind them. And I don't see them bending the knee to the government. You know, they're careful. They walk up to the point where they can't be political, but you know where they stand. I think that churches have to go forward boldly, proclaim the truth. 501c3 is unconstitutional. Either you have a tax deferment or you don't. It shouldn't limit what you say. It's a First Amendment free speech violation. But it's keeping a lot of churches from talking about baby killing. It's keeping churches from talking about the inhumanity of illegal immigration, and not just for Americans, but for the migrants themselves. I mean, what the majority of women are raped by the cartel as they cross the border. They're put into bondage. They put kids into bondage. And churches, if they talk about it, they'll pull their tax exemption. I would say this, If I were a pastor today, before my congregation, I would say, you need me to tell you the truth, right? Okay. We have operating expenses here. If I do that now, we'll lose tax deductions. We'll have to cut programs. Or you can reach down inside, and if you're able to give more, we can forsake our 501c3 and tell the government we will not be silent and begin to proclaim God's truth in its full entirety. That's what should happen. Unfortunately, it's not. Now, we have many churches, Catholic charities, some organized religion that support illegal immigration. Now, here's what I'm telling you. An illegal migrant walks up to a pastor and says, I want to know Christ. Let him know Christ. That's not a national boundary issue. I need to be fed. You help them. They're a human being. I want you to facilitate my entry into the country. I want you to hide me from ICE officials. And I want you to help me deceive people so I can get into the country. That's wrong. And we have groups, religious groups doing this, and it's turning the people off. Just like the 501c3 keeps churches many times from dealing with the critical issues of the day, the same thing is true here. People want to know God, but they want to know God and their world and how it all works together under the umbrella of full disclosure. And if you only have partial disclosure because of government regulation, then the church is not serving the full needs of the people. And then there's the clergy response team. Should I say the clergy traitor team? If you're a clergyman and you're in the clergy response team, you have betrayed the Lord, in my humble opinion. You're also betraying your country because they're about abrogating the First Amendment, freedom of religion. They're about making you a partner in the incarceration of future Americans. They've done the training. I've had Walter Mansfield on my show. He was one of the first guys recruited to the clergy response team. You know what they teach these pastors? If they're in the camps, people are in the camps, and you go to minister to them, you can't talk about God and you can't quote the Bible because it's been used as an instrument of oppression. Then why are they there? Because people listen to pastors. They use them to talk them down in hostage situations. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with taking Jesus out of the pastor's repertoire, but they do. The clergy response team, it is totally anti-American. And any of you pastors who are in it, you are anti-American. And you're doing your congregation a disservice. And I'm sure that the Lord looks at this with displeasure. And then finally, there are some people that practice surveillance in their churches. They've allowed the government to install surveillance camera with facial recognition. I've covered that with stories. Shouldn't people, you think about the Catholic Church for a second. The confessional, it's supposed to be totally private. And pastors have privilege. They don't have to disclose things that they learn from their church members. And why would they let the government surveil? Well, let's go back to 2008, the MEAC report. We are moving away from 9/11 foreign Middle Eastern terrorists, and we're going to define terrorism differently now. And we, the government, say that if you're a Ron Paul supporter, a Second Amendment supporter, a constitutional advocate, or you're a Christian, you're probably a domestic terrorist. You remember that? The act of being a Christian makes you, in the eyes of the Department of Homeland Security, created by Marcus Wolf for $5 million. Who founded the East German Stasi? Enough said there, right? But that actually puts you in the category of being a domestic terrorist. And then, of course, we have organizations that try to impose their woke agenda on the church, and the church compromises what's in the Bible. It goes against the Word of God over and over and over again. And people look at this and say, you're a bunch of hypocrites, churches. I'm out of here. Now, it doesn't mean they don't love Jesus, doesn't mean they're not religious, but what it does mean is this, is that spiritual growth and educating the church on the ways of the Lord of the world and applying it to real life lessons, it's missing the mark. And people don't see churches answering the problems because it's not made apparent to them, because too many church pastors play politics more than they worry about meeting the needs of their parishioners. This is why the church is failing. Now, what I recommend to people, if you're in that situation, do home Bible studies. Start with your family. Invite a neighbor, invite a friend, invite other relatives. Wherever two or more are gathered in his name. Exactly. This is what they had to do in the old Soviet Union when Christians were persecuted. They had to meet in secret. By the way, I believe we're moving in that direction as well. A lot to consider. Your faith is number one. The Ten Commandments are the supreme law of the universe. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and they don't contradict each other. So my pastors need to step up. Choose your church wisely, America. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Don't forget to check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. We bring in a panel of experts. We have them analyze a contemporary problem of the day that people don't know a lot about. And then they suggest solutions. There's no show like it. It's popular. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Sign up today. Thecommonsenseshow.tv.